Crooked, Fortnite developer labels Google as ruthless bully in App Store antitrust case. By Lucas Nolan on November 23, 2023. In the ongoing antitrust case centered on Google's App Store practices, Fortnite developer Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney accused the internet giant of employing ruthless tactics to maintain its stranglehold on the Android app market. Fortune reports that the antitrust case between Epic Games and Google has taken a dramatic turn, with the Fortnite developer CEO, Tim Sweeney, delivering scathing testimony against Google in a San Francisco courtroom. At the heart of this dispute is the control and management of the Google Play Store, the primary gateway for Android phone apps. Sweeney's testimony, part of an antitrust trial focused on challenging Google's dominance, portrayed the tech giant as a ruthless bully that manipulates the market to its advantage. This trial, scheduled to conclude before Christmas, is among two significant antitrust cases Google is currently facing, with its tech empire valued at a massive $1.7 trillion. The conflict is centered on Google's practice of collecting commissions, ranging from 15% to 30%, on in-app digital transactions. Epic Games, the maker of the popular game Fortnite, argues that these commissions amount to illegal price gouging. This case mirrors a similar lawsuit Epic filed against Apple, challenging the iPhone App Store's payment system, a case that Epic is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sweeney's testimony highlighted Google's alleged attempts to stifle competition. He recounted how Google tried to entice him with substantial financial incentives to release Fortnite on the Play Store, incentives that he rejected. He described these proposals as crooked arrangements, claiming they were designed to prevent Epic from competing against Google. Furthermore, Epic's lawyers revealed that Google had offered a $360 million package to video game maker Activision Blizzard to discourage competition against the Play Store. Google's defense strategy, led by attorney Jonathan Kravis, aimed to reframe the narrative. Kravis attempted to portray Sweeney as primarily motivated by profit, seeking to bypass the commission system to increase his company's earnings. The defense also pointed out that Epic willingly pays similar commissions to console makers like Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo without objections. The trial took an intriguing twist when Sweeney introduced Project Liberty, a secret plan to circumvent the commission system. This involved discreetly integrating an alternative payment option in Fortnite's app, a move that led to both Apple and Google blocking the game from their stores, triggering the current legal battles. Read more at Fortune here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.